This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Beth Bowdler is with us here this morning. We're going to talk about a fun event. You thought you had plenty of fun already for the 4th of July in the Messina area, but you know what? You're going to get a little bit extra fun this year with the Ag Adventure. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
What is the Ag Adventure?
Well, Ag Adventure started out in Adair County last year at the Greenfield 4th of July celebration, and we had a great response and wanted to keep it going into Messina this year. So Ag Adventure is 10 to 12. We're at 12 stations actually this year, hands-on agricultural learning activities for families and people of all ages to enjoy. And we're bringing the adventure to the Messina celebration with hopefully enough ice cream for everybody to go around. You know how that goes. So ice cream while supplies last.
Sure.
For anyone completing at least 6 of the stations throughout the day. And the first 500 guests are going to receive free eggs on a stick. So we're very excited.
For those who don't know, who don't spend time down there, the 4th of July celebration down in that part of the state kind of rotates between a few communities. Messina has it this year.
Yes, that's correct. So the rotation is Messina, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. Mm-hmm. Messina has the 4th of July will be hosting this year. They have several, you know, great activities going on from breakfast that morning, a couple of things, I believe, in the afternoon, a kids' parade at 3 o'clock, the actual parade at 4, and then a host of activities from 5 to 7. So Ag Adventure is going to be part of that lineup, and then I believe a hypnotist later that evening, and then end with fireworks. So everybody loves fireworks. So
absolutely,
we're excited to be part of Messina's celebration.
Yeah, lots of fun stuff there. Now, you're getting some support for Ag Adventure.
Yes, that's correct. So how Ag Adventure is set up, it's a collaboration between Adair and Cass counties, and the commodity groups have all pitched in support. So Adair and Cass County Farm Bureau, Adair and Cass County Cattlemen, Adair and Cass County Pork Producers, and the Adair and Cass County Corn and Soybean Growers are the main sponsors. And then for each station has a sponsor as well. So lots of local agribusinesses and families have pitched in dollars to support Ag Adventure and provide volunteers and be a part of it. So we're very excited and we greatly appreciate all the support we've received.
Yeah, that's a broad range of support there. So you know this is important stuff. Well, let's talk more specifically about some of the things that folks will get to enjoy as part of Ag Adventure. The adventure part seems like it's important as much as the ag part. Is this primarily for youngsters or is this for the adults as well?
This is for people of all different ages, and that's what we really saw last year in Greenfield, that adults enjoyed it just as much as the kids did. You know, it's always neat to, we've got several pictures of those little kids holding baby pigs and seeing all the different livestock that are available. But at the same time, there were lots of families and adults that went through, and it was just amazing to see, you know, those adults ask questions about why we're doing what we're doing and how farmers and agriculturalists do their jobs on a daily basis, and to hear them ask those questions like, where does my food come from?
Mm-hmm.
So for all ages, there'll be lots of different things for different people to do, and we encourage everyone to come out.
You know, it's interesting. We sometimes get a little angry when we hear folks from other parts of the country stereotype us as just because we're from Iowa, we all know about pigs and cows and everything there is to know about agriculture. But yet sometimes we kind of fall into that same trap ourselves because, you know, you're talking about how see little kids hold pigs for the first time. And we're probably sitting here thinking, what do you mean? In Iowa, don't all the rural kids, don't they all have access to those things? Well, I guess the answer is no.
And you know what's really interesting, Jim, as we're talking today, Deb Hall and I do this, coordinate this together. And we're both, you know, we've both grown up in agriculture, but we're learning new things every day just from questions that people ask us. So, you know, we're of the firm mindset that there is no stupid question. If somebody has one, you know, please ask it, because we might not know the answer either. And you're right, you know, there's a lot of kids who held a baby pig for the first time last year at the 4th of July. And we still have those kids coming up to us and are excited because they got to see a baby pig for the first time, or they got to touch a chicken for the first time. They got to learn something new that they had never experienced before. And so that's what Deb and I really enjoyed about coordinating this project, is seeing those families make memories together and seeing it be something positive about agriculture in our local community.
You bet. Well, as fewer and fewer families in Iowa operate farms, they seem to get a little bit larger all the time, and fewer folks on their homes are involved in production agriculture. We kind of forget that. We don't not just need to educate the world. We need to continue to educate our own base here, too, to make sure that agriculture and the support for it stays strong.
That's right. That's right. You know, we have a great group of farmers here in Southwest Iowa, and that's been an important part for us about Ag Adventure as well, because we've been asking those local farmers to be a part of the teaching process. So at Ag Adventure, specifically on the 4th, there will be over 80 volunteers, a lot of them local farmers, that are going to come and share their expertise, run stations, and be a part of it. So we have a campaign and a Facebook page called Who's Your Iowa Farmer. Mm-hmm. So we encourage everyone to go and like that page. It's Who's Your Iowa Farmer. And we have stuff up already about Ag Adventure for the 4th, and we'll keep posting new things as they arise, but that's will be a great spot to see pictures after the 4th and any new activities going on.
It's always neat to see the kids' eyes light up when they get to do things like, you know, be around pigs, chickens, and whatever else for the first time. But what about the adults? What kind of feedback do you get from them?
The interesting part from an adult standpoint is we've got a ton of positive feedback saying, hey, we learned new information that we never have learned before. Help Deb and I do is to ultimately open our brains up and say, okay, what really cool things are there in agriculture that we can bring to Ag Adventure on the 4th that are going to make a positive impact, on, not just on a kid, but also an adult? And so really, the adults have helped us just as much as the kids in helping decide, you know, what we're going to do next. This year, there's going to be a rainfall simulation or conservation trailer. We get a lot of questions about conservation, erosion, water quality. And so because of those questions, that's why we wanted to include something from a conservation standpoint and what farmers are doing to protect our water supply. You know, we have a lot of interest always in the animal station. So, you know, that makes us say we got to keep the animals, you know. Everybody enjoys the baby pigs, the baby calf, baby lambs, all that stuff. But we definitely wanted to add in the conservation aspect this year. There's also going to be a station where the community can make seed mosaics. And those are going to describe the needs of the corn plant throughout the life cycle. So there'll be a grouping of four different pictures, and the community or whoever comes to Ag Adventure can glue the seeds on these mosaics, and we're going to frame them when they're done. So learning a little bit about the life cycle of the corn plant. And then we get a life-size dairy cow from the Montgomery County Historical Society. So there'll be a chance to milk a fake cow, per se. And do those type of things. There's also going to be a enlarged kids area this year. So there will be kiddie pools with a whole bunch of farm toys, machinery, all different types of things for kids to play with, and then pedal tractors. So the pedal tractors are new this year, and they will be a feature for the kids on the kids' side.
Absolutely. And all the information that these folks get when they go to these different stations, they're getting it firsthand from someone who's involved in that part of production agriculture.
That's right. That's right. Our volunteers have experience with each of these stations, you know, especially on the livestock side of things. They're raising the animals that are being featured in each of the stations. The people that are involved with the conservation station, you know, grow row crops. They know the ins and outs of conservation practices. The individuals helping with the seed, the row crop station, you know, they grow row crops on their farms. And that's what we found is really important as these volunteers help with each ag adventure activity, is that they're already doing these things at home, and it's giving them an opportunity to share their story down the line here with other, ultimately our local community and beyond.
Excellent. So that's a lot of volunteers. That's pretty impressive that you get that many people who are that interested in sharing the stories and being a part of all that and giving up part of their day to help kind of spread the message too. It's their holiday too that they'd like to celebrate.
That's right. So we will be in the southeast corner of the park in Messina, and there'll be a sea of blue shirts. So if you see the people in the blue shirts that says "Who's Your Iowa Farmer" on them, those are going to be the Ag Adventure crew, and they will be the ones to come and talk to, and they'll help you in any way they can to get you through to the different stations and get your free egg on a stick and your free ice cream. And a great opportunity to meet local farmers and find out where, you know, your local food and fuel come from.
And they can follow up online too.
That's right. Follow up online on our Facebook page. It's called Who's Your Iowa Farmer? And make sure to like our page, and we'll be putting up lots of different pictures of Ag Adventure. There's already pictures from last year's Ag Adventure up there, and we'll be adding more as they become available.
Excellent. And did we mention there's homemade ice cream? I think we got that a couple of times, didn't we?
That's right. That was very much a crowd favorite last year. And so if there was anything, especially from a food standpoint, that came out, people loved the ice cream. And like I said, if you complete six of the stations, we ask the adults complete a short survey. We just want to know, you know, what people think of agriculture in the community. Anybody who completes those six stations and the survey, as if you're an adult, will get the free ice cream at the end of the adventure.
Excellent. Again, that's coming up on the 4th of July in the park there in Messina. 4 o'clock is the parade. Shortly after that's over, head on over to the southeast corner of the park and enjoy the Ag Adventure. That'll go on until about 7 o'clock, or maybe longer if there's a big line of folks that want to participate, huh?
Yes. Excellent. That'd be great.
Beth Bowdler, hey, thanks so much for coming by. Good luck. Sounds like a good day.
Yeah, thank you.